Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bradley, good afternoon. Thanks as always for joining us. I know you don't want to fall behind, but this is sort of becoming old hat. You guys fall behind, but with Lamar Jackson a quarterback, you know that the game is never lost.
Right. You know, we keep finding a way to win. We keep just continuing to progress and finish and just fighting to the very end. So, you know, just proud of this team, the finish they have in them, the competitors that they are. And, you know, we're happy to you know, be where we're at right now. Hopefully we can start executing a little better and put ourselves in better situations. But, you know, happy where we're at right now. We're just going to try to continue to build and grow from this.
Bradley, you ever been a part of a game, and maybe you did at Alabama, where you're playing 98 snaps of offense and you're holding the ball for 46 minutes? I know it was overtime in there as well, but the second half in overtime, it just looked like their defense was spent, and understandably so.
Yeah, you know, I think the last time I played 98 snaps in the game was I was in high school playing both ways.
Wow.
So, it was definitely a grind out there for sure. You know, they were tired, we were tired, you know, we were just trying to fight tooth and nail and try to get everything we could, and you know, come out with a victory, and we did. So, like I said, a bunch of fighting these guys, and just proud of them, just so proud of my team and everything that we've been able to accomplish this far.
Hey, Bradley, maybe it's not explainable, but the offense in the first half seemed to be out of sync a little bit, but then in the second half, it was basically unstoppable. How does that happen in one game?
You know, I think we dug deeper a little into the run game. We started executing a little better. We started moving the ball. You know, we started to run the ball, which opened up the passing lanes, for Hollywood and Bateman and all those guys to get open. So they did a good job catching the ball, run after catch, getting upfield, putting a foot in the ground and getting north. So, I think everyone across the board the second half really started to execute and started to just do what we needed to get that win.
Well, Nicky, what has this been like for you as a loved one and a fan? Bradley did deliver once. We asked for a blowout. The Chargers game was that. But otherwise, it's been one crazy finish after the next. What has the first half been like for you?
It's crazy. We were actually sitting there, and I was talking to Kevin Zeiler's wife, and we're like, it's crazy that this is like the fifth most exciting game of the season, you know? I'm like, I need a heart transplant after this season. But I think just like everyone else, I'm like, it is, I will say, though, good to come out on the winning side of this, you know, 90% of the time, which has been great.
Yeah, Nicky, like Bradley doesn't seem stressed at all, but I can't imagine, like, do you have any fingernails left after watching games like this?
Oh, my gosh. I tell him all the time, it's so much easier to play. Like, when I was playing, I mean, he was a nervous wreck. So I'm like, yeah, that's how I feel every game, you know? It's so – I don't eat that day. Like, it's just, like, I'm so nervous the whole day. So it's – and then add the stress of, like, a crazy game on top of it. I'm like, okay, thanks for taking years off my life. I appreciate that.
Well, Nicky, I wanted to get your perspective on this as well. And we did talk to Bradley a few weeks back about it. But as someone who's experiencing this with your husband and going through all this, you know, a year ago the Ravens gave an offensive lineman a record contract for them, you know, when they got Ronnie Stanley done during the bye. Was there any part of you, you know, who just was maybe hoping or thinking, man, it would be pretty cool if we got this done during this break? Because obviously, you know, there's a lot of football ahead and this is a contract year.
100%. I think you always do that. I mean, you know, it's a great organization, a great team, and we love the city. I mean, it's no question that we love Baltimore, everything about it. You know, we do staycations in Baltimore because we love the city. So I think there's no question that that's something that we're definitely encouraged about. And I mean, you know, with this coaching staff and this team, it's somewhere that players want to be. So I think that is, you know, something that's on our mind, but it's always on your mind during contract year.
Nikki, I got to ask you because Bradley won't answer this, but the fact that he solidified the center role, which was, you know, let's face it, and guys tried their best, but the snaps were an issue a year ago. We saw it from the beginning of the year to the playoff game in Buffalo. The fact that we don't even talk about that anymore, first of all, it's got to make you feel good about your husband, but you would think the organization is paying attention to that as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I tell him, go out there and play every game your hardest, and that's what he does. And, I mean, and no good thing goes unnoticed. And I think, like, all the hard work he put in during the season, I think the Ravens touched on it a little bit. But, like, I've taken thousands of snaps. And, you know, I told him, I was wow. like, it's funny because I'm, like, getting to feel like Lamar Jackson a little bit. But he practiced and practiced and practiced. And we were at the beach and we were at the mountains and we were at dinner. You know, he just consistently was like, I want to be perfect. And he was, I mean, same thing at Alabama. He was, you know, an elite center at Alabama. And I think that's where he's comfortable and he enjoys playing. So, but it's a testament to how hard he has worked to get to where he is at that position. And then I think it only goes up from here.
Bradley, how difficult is a week like this? Every team knows they're going to have at least one of these because of the way Thursday night works. But as we mentioned, this was a game that went into overtime. You played longer, and you know, 98 snaps is obviously a lot. And now you get a couple of walkthroughs, and you're on a plane, and you're playing again. How do you navigate that?
You just kind of push through the best you can. You know, you just kind of just put your nose down and start working and try to reset that clock and try to get your body ready to play again. You know, it's tough playing on a Thursday night after a Sunday night game, regardless of how many snaps you played. So, just, you know, you have three less days to get ready. But you know, you got to do it because there's going to be a game whether you're ready or not. So,
yeah.
You know, we've just been practicing, getting ready and, you know, just getting ready to play this game. And yeah, definitely props and hats off to Nikki this all season. She's, like she said, she caught thousands of snaps.
You know?
So yeah, she was very supportive, very great sport about it. I know there were some times that she got annoyed with me, but you know, it's good. I think it's starting to pay off. So
Bradley, as long as he doesn't ask me to play defensive tackle anymore,
yes.
I am fine.
I was gonna say
I was like trying to do all these fun spin moves and just the like body checking. I'm like, all right, ow.
Yeah.
Like we don't need to do that full speed, but yeah.
Are you running QB draws like Lamar? That's what I'm wondering.
I mean, no, I did. So the most extent was when I played a defensive end and I had to pick, like he was practicing on his pulls. So I would pick inside or outside. And so he would have to, you know, on his pull, decide which way to go, reading me.
Uh-huh.
But I told this to Shelby at the Ravens, but he's like, all right, you have to make a decision definitive. Like you have to go inside or you have to go outside, but you can't stutter. I'm like, yeah, all right, got it. So first thing, what do? I got nervous and stuttered. And he checked on accident because, like, he was reading me.
Right.
And he couldn't stop because he's going full speed. He trucked me into the ground. And I'm just laying there. And I'm like, I don't know if I broke a rib or, like, so. And I'm just looking at him, and his eyes are so wide open. He's like, are you okay? And after he figured out I'm okay, he's like, I told you you had to make a decision. And I'm like, it's harder than it looks, okay?
Nikki, it's your fault. We're talking to Bradley and Nikki Bozeman, Inside Access, Jason Lockett for Ken Wyman. A couple final things with you, Bradley. I got to ask you, I think it was the first drive of the second half, which we have dubbed the Pat Ricard drive. And to see a guy who's essentially your size, catching passes, catching touchdowns, with everything else he does for this offense, do you get jealous, though? Do you want to catch a pass every now and then? How do you feel about watching him doing the work he's doing?
You know, it's great seeing Pat have the success that he does. He puts in a lot of work. He's been through the ringer. moving around from defensive line to fullback, back and forth, you know, putting in the work, you know, just going through it, and just, you know, the success is just showing, you know, these last couple of years. Just so happy for him, happy to see him getting a little bit of a little respect, and also, you know, getting a few touchdowns. So it's great. And the only time I don't ever want to really catch a touchdown pass unless I'm like standing in the end zone, a tip ball, and there's no one around me. Like Marshall Yonda used to say, it's like, my job is to block, not protect the football. So I'm just going to continue to block and make sure that the ball gets back to Lamar. So.
Hey, Bradley, let everybody know about what's going on at the EC Diner.
Yeah. So down at the EC Diner in Ellicott City, we're doing a Bozeman menu special. You have the Hungry White Weight Waffle, the Bozeman Milkshake, the 77 Special, the Alabama Slammer, all these really cool menu items that have been customized for us. And part of the when you order one of those, part of the proceeds go to the Bradley Nicky Bozeman Foundation, and that money goes to feeding kids in Baltimore. So get down there, get your milkshake, and also when you get those, you get a custom Bradley Bozeman rally towel, and just so it's just really cool. It's just get engaged, get involved, and just get down there and get some good food. So just big hats off to EC Diner for helping us out and trying to get some food and some hungry kids' mouths. So
I'm curious, does Nikki have a favorite item?
Oh gosh. Well, if I could eat whatever I wanted, it would be the Hungry Why Wait waffle. It's like a waffle, ice cream in the middle, and a cheesecake like cupcake almost, like all in, and then another waffle stacked on top. And every time I eat it, I feel like Elf, and it's like candy corn, candy cane. Like I just feel like there's so much sugar in it. But yeah, that's definitely my favorite. It tastes so good.
Well, thank you guys so much for your time, as always, for everything you do for our community, and enjoy your business trip here to Miami.
Yeah, we'll talk next week.
Awesome.
All right,
thank you guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.